back rim. But Russell, another offensive rebound. Cooper Mittermeier knocks it away, and Grant Smisky now has a one-on-one. Down the lane, Smisky hesitates and pushes one up for two with the right hand.
Great hustle.
Cooper Mittermeier out of what looked to be an offensive rebound and second chance attempt. But the steal makes things happen. Russell drops it into the corner. Three on the way. That one's good for Monteith, and he's hit a couple. Failed to tell you before the game that Prescott came into this one shooting 48% from downtown, 19 of 40. Their first three games, averaging over six makes per game from range. 13-6, McDonald with the lead by seven. 9.5 to go. First half. Cooper Mittermeier, wide open look. Left corner pocket three, that one too strong. Now Prescott looking to push. Along the left side is Otto. Kick out to Monteith, who's hit those two threes. Russell now for a three of his own. Good. They can score in a hurry. Russell averaging 22.5 points per game. Makes it a four-point contest here, 13-9. McDonald with the lead. All Prescott's points coming from beyond the arc. Hazel with a screen for Cooper Mittermeier, working a give and go. Instead of looking to the left corner, wide open three. That one no good for Carson Galvez. Otto had a bounce off his head and then a reach-in foul on McDonald. I think they'll tag Grant Smisky with that.
No, I think they're going to get Nathan.
Nathan Hazel. So his first. Well, it's time. Time to call Wurzgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalo Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wurzgalo.com. That's 839-0707 or Wurzgalo.com. Prescott starting to find their range a bit here. Another look at a three from Monteith, and he's hit three in a row from downtown. It's a one-point game. McDonald's lead trimmed to just a single digit, 13-12.
Prescott's got four baskets on the scorecard, and they're all threes.
Eli Stepp spinning in the lane. Grant Smisky left corner. Up top, Cale Holm. Flips over to Nathan Hazel, right wing. Jordan Socorro just came back into the game. Cross-court skip, Grant Smisky. 8-16 and counting. Smisky working off a screen. Pull up. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. From just outside the paint, Grant Smisky hits the brakes. Got hacked on the way to the hoop. Shooting foul. And Grant will shoot a pair. Well, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. First free throw pops in and out for Grant. Give H&R Electric a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Second free throw is good for Grant Smisky. He has 3 points. The McDonald lead is 14-12. Kobe Russell across the timeline, the talented junior, now to Monteith, who has 9 of Prescott's 12 points, all from beyond the arc. Will Packard, 6-foot senior, came into the game. Nice look down low to Otto, who ties the game off the assist from Kobe Russell.
Very good pass.
14 apiece. Mason Bussey about to come back in at the next juncture for McDonald. Eli step up top, leaves for Grant Smisky, high on the right, working against Packard. To Cale Holm, McDonald's leading scorer through the first three games of the season. Left side, Eli Stepp, probing just inside the arc, flips back to Cale Holm. Right side, Nathan Hazel, passes up the three, driving in hard, can't finish with the right hand, was looking for the foul, they didn't give it to him. Pretty good defense down there by the 6'5" center, Gavin Peters. Now Prescott a chance to take their first lead of the night. Monteith up top, he's had the hot hand. Monteith picks up the dribble, throws it across the way to Otto, drops down to Peters at 6'5". Goes way too strong over the glass. Good defense there by Cale Holm, even though Cale has given up about 6 inches. Now Holm, a long three. Front of the rim, no. Rebound to Packard. Monteith left wing. Trying to get by Cale Holm. Lost it out of bounds. Another good defensive possession by Cale Holm. The McDonald junior forces a turnover. Ian Miller comes back in. The junior, Gavin Peters. The sophomore will sit. 14-14, 6:59 to go here first half from the UW Stout Northwest Tip-Off Classic on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Our second of three today on WOGO Sports. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier to Grant Smisky in the right corner. Smisky along the baseline. Working against Packard, back out to Cale Holm, up top Jordan Socorro between the wheels. Grant Smiski, a little jab step up top. Cooper Mittermeier rotates into the left corner. Jordan Sikora driving, hangs, and hits.
Good shot.
Sikora using that 6'4" frame so well. He has 4 points. The McDonald lead is 16-14. Kobe Russell across the foul line. Russell spinning into a triple team. Throws one too strong off the glass. Sikora skies for the rebound. Jordan will push across the timeline, far side of the floor as we look at it here. Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. Sikora gets it back from Grant Smiski. Right wing, up top, Cale Holm. Holm finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier jabbing, probing with the left hand just inside the foul line, trying to wrap a bounce pass down to Mason Bussey, and that's kicked by Max Monteith of Colfax. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, 3 generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Sikora, flip right back to Grant Smiski in the left corner. Smiski, couple dribbles, back up top, Cale Holm. Holm to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing, trying to feed it down into the paint and knocked away from behind. He was looking for Mason Bussey. Now Otto on the run. Otto penetrating, goes in hard and rolls one in for two to tie the game. Otto, the 6 foot sophomore, 16 apiece. With 5.5 to go, first half. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, checked by Kobe Russell. Mittermeier driving baseline. Now looking for an outlet. Left side. Grant Smiski across the foul line, kick to the right corner. Sikora. Sikora in the right wing. Works off a screen from Cale Holm, puts it on the floor with the left hand, backing his way down into the paint. And high off the glass with the finish, Jordan Sikora. Sikora with 6. Prescott was looking for that little forearm shiver. They probably had a point there.
They just traveled.
A travel up top by Ian Miller. Again, it was a strong move by Jordan Sikora, but
yeah.
Coach Johnson and the Prescott bench may have had a valid argument.
I think
on
so.
That one.
We'll see if he tries it again.
18-16, McDonald.
They're going to keep doing that until they call it.
Well, a couple concerts coming up. December 9th, Monday night, Notre Dame Christmas concert held in the McDonald Auditorium at 6:30 p.m. The following night, December 10th, St. Charles Christmas Concert Nativity at St. Charles Borromeo Church at 12:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. again Monday and Tuesday in Chippewa Falls. Carson Galvez driving hard down the right side of the lane, and his shot is blocked, but a foul on Will Packard. 4:44 to go here in the first half. Carson Galvez going to the line for the second time here this afternoon and evening. Carson, first free throw. Off the mark. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Trying to make this a full one-possession lead will be Carson Galvez with 4:44 remaining in the first half. Free throw gets all of the rim and goes down. Carson with 5 points. He averages 11 per game, second on the team through the first couple games. Cale Holm tips a pass, but right back to Prescott. Monteith has hit those 3 threes, guarded closely on the left wing by Cooper Mittermeier. Monteith now down the lane and a whistle and a foul.
I think Cooper pushed him in the back.
That'll be the third team foul on McDonald. 4 whistles so far against Prescott. 19-16 the max with a 3-point lead. 4:27 to go. McDonald jumped out to a double-digit advantage, but Prescott has hit 4 from downtown. Kobe Russell left wing.
That's kept them in the game, those 3-pointers.
Maintaining the dribble. Russell goes right side. Dade and Duro. Back out to Russell. Passes up the 3 to Duro. Driving baseline. He pushed off just a little bit on Carson Galvez. Right wing, Duro. Drops a bounce pass. Push shot, no. Offensive rebound attempt knocked out of bounds off of McDonald. That miss was by Teddy Burnick. And now Otto will check back into the game in favor of Packard. 4:03 remaining in the first half. 3-point lead for McDonald, 19-16, as Prescott will inbound. Tipped pass, stolen by Mason Bussey after the quick hands in the passing lane by Cale Holm.
Very nice.
Cooper Mittermeier Right side, Carson Galvez. Carson in the right corner, back up top, Jordan Secord. Kale Holm. Holm high on the left. Dribble handoff up top, resetting the offense. Cooper Mittermeier between the wheels. Again, 10-foot longer court working with here at UW Stout. Sikora left wing. Up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Right side, Kale Holm. Holm being guarded very closely. Goes between his legs, right wing. Holm dribbles into the right corner. Finds Galvez up top, Mittermeier. Rotates left side, Sikora. Sikora driving baseline, and he's hand-checked. And a foul, that is the fifth on Prescott with 3:24 to go. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbounds to Kale Holm, falling away for three, no. Offensive rebound, Mason Bussey. Out to Cooper Mittermeier, left of the circle for three, no. Mason Bussey battling for the rebound, couldn't quite take it away from Teddy Burnick, but good work down there, yeoman's work in the paint for Mason Bussey, the 6'5" junior. Another open look at a three for Prescott. That one rims in and out for Teddy Burnick from the left wing. Cooper Mittermeier now with the head of steam down the lane. Runner blocked, but a foul. And they're going to get Teddy Burnick with that one. That was the team's sixth foul. 2:58 remaining in the first half. And Cooper Mittermeier, who hit the game's opening points because of that pregame technical for dunking, is 3-for-3 from the foul line. Mittermeier, all of his points have come from the charity stripe so far, 20-16. McDonald back up two possessions. Second attempt for the McDonald senior, Cooper Mittermeier. Perfect.
Got it.
4-for-4 from the foul line, and it's 21-16. McDonald with a 5-point lead as Russell jogs across the timeline. Under three to go. Russell, the junior. Flips it left side. Kick back out to Otto. Otto, the sophomore, with a left-handed dribble drive into the paint. He looked like he took an extra step, but I think there was a foul first.
Little push.
So McDonald commits their fourth foul. Again, none left to give here for the Prescott Cardinals. Stay with us all throughout the day here on WOGO Sports. We'll be headed over to Colfax. McDonald, Lady Max hoops taking on Elk Mound. Entry feed. Flipped between a couple pairs of hands, and Prescott recovers out of the scramble, and driving hard at the hoop is Ian Miller for two. Tight roping along the baseline, and then making a kick-out pass for the Cardinals. Three-point ball game once again, 21-18 McDonald. 2:20 to go here from Johnson Fieldhouse in Menominee, UW Stout campus. Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Always appreciate our hosts here at Stout, home of the Blue Devils. Just over 2 minutes remaining. McDonald leading 21-18. Carson Galvez at the left block extended out to Kale Holm. Holm hesitation, drives down the lane. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier kick out to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving in hard. Fakes the shovel pass. Kick out to Grant Smisky. Smisky now down the lane. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. His push out with the right hand. Perfect. Good silky touch by Cooper Mittermeier. He has six, and the McDonald lead is 5-23-18. Patient penetration there by McDonald, waiting for a good look. Otto down the lane. He comes up short. Going high for the rebound, Jordan Sikora. Sikora steams across the timeline. The senior flips back to his fellow senior, Cooper Mittermeier. Kale Holm passes up a three, now gets it back. Flipping to the left corner, Grant Smisky, the senior from McDonald. Drops it down to Carson Galvez. Can't quite handle it in the paint, and it's taken away from him and stolen by Ian Miller. Kale Holm steals it right back. To Galvez, down the lane, kick out, Grant Smisky, wide open for a long two, I believe it was, and it popped in and out. He's trying to see with the two arcs here if he had a foot on the inside line or the outside one. Under a minute to play in the first half. Down the lane, flipping one off the side of the rim and out, but a foul upcoming as Ian Miller with the take.
Cooper picked up his second.
That was the team's fifth foul. 51.3 seconds remaining here in the first half. As Miller will go to the line shooting two. First free throw for Miller is good. Attention, Max alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched $1 for $1 up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernice, class of 88. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound by Prescott. Up top, Ian Miller, 46 seconds left. Miller down the lane again, looked like he walked with it, but again bailed out by a foul. As we mentioned, gifts made up to $50,000 matched in memory of Brian Wargernice of the class of 88, with the remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student, helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. More in a moment. Inbounds to Kobe Russell with 42 seconds left. McDonald leading 23-19. Russell on the right wing. Hard down the lane. Flips one up with the right hand and good. Russell with 5 points. 23-21. 30 seconds left in the first half. McDonald leads by two. They've led by as many as 11 here in the first half. Hot shooting by Prescott got them back into this one. See if McDonald can hold for a final shot and get a good one here. No, they cannot, as Miller picks the pocket of Smisky. Nice drop-off pass and tying the game. Max Monteith, his first field goal that wasn't a three. 23 apiece, 5 seconds left. Sikora on the right wing. Sikora having trouble, loses the ball, and McDonald will not get a shot off here as we are tied at 23 apiece at the break. Entertaining first half. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Again, just finishing off the 10 for 10 days of giving. Double your impact, transform lives. Again, a dollar for dollar match up to $150,000 through December 31st. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference. Go Max. We're back in 3 minutes with halftime stats, analysis, and highlights at the break. Max and Prescott tied at 23. Back in three on WOGO.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Time here at UW Stout Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Your McDonald Central Max boys basketball here on Wogo this afternoon. Our second of three games. The Lady Max will be taking on Elk Mound in our nightcap tonight on the road at Colfax for that tournament. But a great boys basketball tournament here in the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. And McDonald and Prescott locking horns, and they are tied at 23 after McDonald scored the first 11 points of the game. Prescott got hot from downtown. They've hit four triples in the first half, 11 points for Max Monteith, and the Cardinals have forced their way back into this one. And we talked about turnovers with the Toyson and Ford keys to the game, Mark Maloney, and a couple late turnovers, and really on both sides as well, maybe led to where we're at now.
Yes, I only got McDonald down for three turnovers, and like you said, two of them came late in the end of the half there. Prescott, I got down for six turnovers. I think the McDonald defense was playing really good defense there to commit those turnovers. So, and if it wasn't for those three-pointers, man, Prescott would be down quite a bit here. But, you know, credit those guys. Like the coach said, they can shoot the threes, and they definitely have.
Well, four players have scored for Prescott. As we mentioned, Max Monteith, the 6'2" junior guard with 11 points, including three in a row from downtown during one stretch. 3 points for Ian Miller, four for Emmett Otto, and five for Kobe Russell, the 6'2" junior and the leading scorer coming into this game for the Prescott Cardinals. On the other side, five players have scored for McDonald's, six apiece for Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Sikora, the pair of seniors, five for Carson Galvez, the junior, and three apiece for senior Grant Smisky and junior Eli Stepp. Let's hear how the first half sounded. We'll take a break and then come back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Your first half highlights sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Out. That one from just right at the circle. Cooper Mittermeier. Long push ahead. Jordan Sikora. Reverse with a left hand. Beautiful finish. Page. Prescott out of the timeout. Eli Stepp with an immediate steal. McDonald still leads 8-0. One third of the way through. Stepp now steps into a three. Splashed it. Eli Stepp. Our Mittermeier kick out to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving in hard. Fakes the shovel pass. Kick out to Grant Smisky. Smisky now down the lane. On to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. His push out with the right hand. Perfect. Good silky touch by Cooper Mittermeier. He has six, and the McDonald lead is 5-23-18. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Again, drawing to your attention some great Christmas concerts coming up on Monday and Tuesday night, December 9th. That's Monday. Notre Dame Christmas concert held in the McDonald Auditorium, 6:30 p.m. Monday evening. Then a couple performances, December 10th, Tuesday, St. Charles Christmas concert and nativity held at St. Charles Borromeo Church. That'll be Tuesday at 12:30 and at 5:30. So again, mark your calendars December 9th and 10th for the Notre Dame Christmas concert and the St. Charles Christmas concert and nativity. We'll step out, be back in 90 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. At the break, McDonald and Prescott tied at 23 on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass. The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. McDonald basketball at the half. The Max and the Prescott Cardinals tied at 23. Before we get to the second half action, it's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So, as always, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to start off here with our son, Glenn, and his family out in New Jersey, Linda and Rosalie and Freya. We just video called them just before we left here. It's always fun to get them two girls on the video. They're out in McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex, our other son, is out of Louisiana, but is currently over in England doing a little TDY over there, and probably says he won't be home. When I say home, I'm saying stateside. He's going to probably be still over in England for Christmas. Kristen Levesser is in the Minnesota Air National Guard. Jory Kubishik is just moved up to Alaska at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are out at Yokota Air Force Base in Japan. Greg Hovland, who just moved from Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, is now in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base down in Tucson, Arizona, enjoying some of that nice warm weather down there in Tucson. Noah Stewart, just caught up with him. He just transferred from Lackland Air Force Base and is now at Joint Base Bowling out of Washington, D.C., so he's getting to see something new, too. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is in the Navy. He's was in a nuclear sub stationed out of Hawaii. And Ellie Eckes is in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. And her brother Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC. I'm going to catch up with him because I think he just made some pretty good noise here with making some promotions and stuff like that with the Navy ROTC. So, again, I got to catch up with a few other people here. But this is that time of year, you know, when people really miss the military people not being at home. And we sure do appreciate all of our military for everything they do for us.
And we'd love to add more to your list as well, too. So,
yes,
contact Mark or email us, wogo@wogo.com. If you have a name to add to the list. So we start the second half. It starts with a Prescott turnover as they move right to left. Mason Bussey ends up with it after Cale Holm forced another errant pass. Cooper Mittermeier looking for three. Back rim, no. Had a pretty solid look there from the right wing.
Yeah.
McDonald's hit just 1-3 so far. Both teams have had their shooting woes at times, but Prescott got hot at the right time in the first half. 23-23 our score. The Cardinals left wing. Russell checked by Cale Holm. Pull up for three right in his face. Knocked out of bounds. No, right back to Prescott and going hard down the lane, drawing a foul. It's Ian Miller. Second chance opportunity for the Prescott Cardinals, and they take advantage of it.
Cooper just picked up his third.
Team's first of the second half. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. First free throw, no good for Ian Miller. Again, he has a chance to give Prescott their first lead of the evening. Miller, the 6'1" junior. They've got a lot of talented juniors here for Prescott, and Prescott takes the lead as Miller now with 4 points on the night. 24-23, the Cardinals. Cooper Mittermeier playing with those three fouls, stays out there. On top, Carson Galvez. Galvez kick into the right corner, gets it back. Finds Mittermeier high on the left, checked by Russell. Jordan Sikora to Cale Holm. Holm for three, counted in a foul. A chance for four the old-fashioned way, though I wouldn't say it's very old-fashioned considering it doesn't happen very often.
No.
Cale Holm with a chance for a four-point play to start out the second half with a bang for McDonald. And that was the first bucket of the game for Cale.
Yes.
Free throw. Back rim, no. So a two-point game it remains, 26-24. Russell left wing. Gives it back to Monteith on the high right. Drops down to Ian Miller just inside the foul line. Miller flips back to Russell. Russell probing. Pulls up from 15. Back rimmed it. No. Rebound Jordan Sikora. Sikora with a head of steam across the timeline. Weaving. Goes behind his back with the dribble. Kicks it over by the bounce. Cale home for three. No. Rebound tracked down in the far right corner by Kobe Russell. Gives it to Miller and gives it back to Russell the junior across the timeline in a two-point game. 16:20 to go second half. Russell at the foul line. Spins into the lane. Good defense. Cale Holm almost knocked it away from Ian Miller. Miller has it up top between the circles. Back to Kobe Russell high on the right. Russell bounce to the right corner. Ian Miller spinning in the lane. Finds a beautiful cutter down low and a shot denied by Carson Galvez. Would have been a wide open reverse. Carson Galvez left corner. Out to Jordan Sikora. Passed up the three. Walk with the basketball.
Yep.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Some height coming in for Prescott as Gavin Peters, 6'5", sophomore, comes in. DeRoe and Kobe Russell will take a seat. Monteith now at the point as Evan Otto also comes in for Coach Johnson and Prescott. 26-24 McDonald. Peters flip out left side to Packard. Packard back to Peters. Give and go. Packard down the lane. Missed it underneath the hoop. Rebound to Mason Bussey. Outlet Jordan Sikora. Sikora across the timeline. Flips over to Cooper Mittermeier. Carson Galvez. Left corner check by Otto. Finds Cale Holm. Flip back to Jordan Sikora. Right corner feed. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Carson Galvez drives down the right side of the line. Beautiful move down low. Up and in for two. Silky smooth. Carson Galvez gets inside his man down at the right block and flips it up to the cup for two. Carson now with 7 points. McDonald's lead is back to two possessions. 28-24. 3 minutes into the second half. Monty pulls up the lefty. No. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. Speaking of McDonald, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Otto to trigger it in from underneath the hoop. Flips out to Monty. 17-foot jumper is good. He has a very smooth jumper. Monteith with 13, and it's a two-point deficit once again for Prescott. McDonald leading 28-26. Carson Galvez shoots it over to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, the senior, puts on the floor. Back out to Galvez. Jordan Sikora, right corner. Jab steps against Packard. Now takes him inside. Jordan Sikora flips it up with the right hand. No, but a foul. Jordan Sikora will go to the line shooting two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw does not go down for Jordan Sikora. He'll line up for a second here. Second free throw also off the mark, but Mason Bussey the offensive rebound to keep the possession alive. Bussey high on the left. Works back out to Sikora. Sikora shoots it over. Between the circles, resetting is Cooper Mittermeier. See if McDonald can get some second chance points. Cale Holm for three, left wing, off the side of the rim, no rebound, batted around between several pairs of hands, and McDonald comes out of there with it, but stepping on the end line, I believe, is Carson Galvez.
Awesome.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Monteith at the point, but Kobe Russell back out there for the Prescott Cardinals. Monteith to Otto. Otto hands off to Russell in the paint from 10 feet out. Flips one up with the right hand. No. Out of bounds to the Max. Floater for Russell doesn't go down. And McDonald now will move left to right. 28-26 our score. The game has been quite fast-paced. The shots just haven't always fallen for either team.
Yeah.
Cooper Mittermeier left corner. Working off a screen from Cale Holm. Up top, Jordan Sikora to Carson Galvez. Galvez holding over his head, now testing, probing with a left-handed dribble. Up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Entry feed denied that time as he was looking for Mason Bussey. Cale Holm Jab step up top, Jordan Sikora. 13:24 to go, second half. 28-26, McDonald. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Prescott. Will Packard got a hand in there.
Communicate.
13:19 now left on the clock here at Johnson Fieldhouse in Menominee. UW Stout, home of the Blue Devils, home of the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Cale Holm for a three, splashed it. Falling away right in the circle, Cale Holm. He's hit a couple threes in the second half, and we'll see if that gets Cale going, as he did not score in the first half. Has averaged 17 points per game through the first couple contests for McDonald. Nickel dimer up top on Cale.
Yep.
As he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar reaching in against Kobe Russell. That is the second team foul on McDonald's. The team foul is even into a piece. Nathan Hazel comes in along with Grant Smiskey, Carson Galvez, and Cooper Mittermeier. Junior and senior, respectively, will take a seat. 5-point lead for McDonald. Prescott with the basketball, though. Inbounds pass to Monteith. Flips one up and in. Monteith got good position, and he's got some hops as well. 31-28, McDonald. Mason Bussey up top, leaves for Grant Smiskey, then gives him a screen and rolls off it. Up top, Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Working on a screen. Nice pocket pass to Hazel, too strong off the glass. Cale Holm, a good look down low, and now a foul as Hazel battles for the rebound. And that will go against Prescott. That's called on Ian Miller, team's third. 12:37 to play, and McDonald will trigger from underneath the hoop. Grant Smiskey to Jordan Sikora at left corner. Sikora driving baseline. Up top to Grant. Good one-handed catch there. Smiskey between the wheels against Otto. Giving up a few inches in height to Cale Holm. Holm back to Sikora. Checked by Monteith. Sikora driving baseline. Goes hard to the cup and finishes.
Timeout, McDonald.
Timeout taken by the Macs. They lead by 5, 33-28. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crossing over to the lane. Beautiful pass down low. Kendall.
Oh, another one.
Oh, my goodness. She did it again. Another and one for Kendall.
Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot. Oh, he fouled the back of the cage. What a shot by Ben Fournette.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to a great game here at Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout Campus. Blue Devils basketball hosting the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. And McDonald and Prescott, a good one here. 5-point game. Max playing defense right now. They have the lead. Cale Holm has hit a couple second-half threes. Jordan Sikora leads the team with 8 points as he just had a beautiful take to the rim to extend this lead back to two possessions. Monteith falling away for three. Front of the iron, no. Long rebound tracked down by Prescott as Monteith saves it into Ian Miller. I think McDonald thought it was going out of bounds. Otto into the paint. Kicks back out to Monteith. Monteith driving baseline, long cross toward Skip. Miller down the lane, walk with the basketball. Did they call it or did they get a foul?
I got a foul.
Say the bump happened first, so Mason Bussey called for the infraction with 11:49 to play. A shooting foul as well. Well, attention Max, alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools December 31st will be matched $1 for $1 up to $150,000. Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernese, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by an anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference.
First one went in.
As Ian Miller hits the first free throw. He has 3 points from the charity stripe, five overall. Make it a one-possession deficit for Prescott with a make here. And he will not. Long rebound out to Nathan Hazel. To Jordan Sikora, far side of the floor. McDonald leading by four, 33-29. Sikora right side to Grant Smisky. Smisky working out the screen from Mason Bussey. Flips it over to Sikora left wing. Nathan Hazel. Hazel outside the arc. Working off a screen from Cale Holm. Gives it back to Cale. He's got a good look at a three left wing. Side of the rim. No rebound. Grant Smisky takes it out of there. Smisky in the right corner having some trouble. And he is fouled. There were arms and bodies flying all over the place there. Great job by Grant Smisky. Again, not the tallest player on the floor. And honestly, maybe the shortest. And he fights his way for an offensive board. Inbounds to Hazel in the left corner. Hazel finds Cale Holm. Holm, quick trigger on a three. He got bumped again. Shot doesn't go. Foul call doesn't go either. Grant Smisky knocks the loose ball to Mason Bussey. Kick out to Holm. Holm resets, gets his man in the air for three. Air ball. Grant Smisky, offensive rebound. He's bumped underneath the hoop. Good hustle by McDonald. Teddy Burnick with the foul. And how about Grant Smisky again, just working all over the floor here. That was the fifth foul on Prescott, so just one left to give. Smisky holding and finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel gives it back to Grant. Grant to Jordan Sikora. A little bit of a jab step. Passed up the three. Jordan up top to Grant Smisky, guarded by Russell to Nathan Hazel. Hazel the sophomore with those fluorescent pink and purple shoes. Grant Smisky right wing off the feet from Cale Holm. Up top, Nathan Hazel. 10:45 to go. McDonald holding on to a four-point lead, 33-29. Knocked away from McDonald. Mason Bussey dives on the floor for it. Hazel digs it out. Kick out to Grant Smisky. But Sikora had his pocket pick for a moment. Hazel to Mason Bussey finds Grant Smisky left wing. Smisky back to Hazel up top. Sikora right wing. 10:20 to go. Jordan Sikora. Up to Mason Bussey to Cale Holm left wing. Holm spots up a three again, splashed it, making it rain. Cale Holm, you just can't give him too many opportunities. He has nine, all from downtown here in the second half. Monteith cannot get one to fall from in the paint, ripping down the rebound. Mason Bussey, now Jordan Sikora down the lane. No one picked him up, high off the glass, no, but a foul. Sikora will go to the line shooting two with McDonald leading 36-29, 9:50 to go in regulation.
That last foul, Caleb, was also on Miller, not Burnick. I think you mentioned Burnick.
Burnick, so
Burnick's got two.
Ian Miller with a foul. As the first foul is good for Jordan. Oh, with three now. Excuse me.
Yep.
So Jordan Sikora, first free throw is good to make it 37-29. Sikora now on the precipice of double-digit scoring. And can make it an 8-point lead, a 9-point lead for McDonald. With 9:50 to go, if he can hit a second free throw. Missed his first couple attempts. Hit the front end of these two. Second free throw, off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Kobe Russell. 37-29 McDonald. 45 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. Burnick flips it up top to Monty. He's had a hot hand all throughout the game for the Prescott Cardinals. Durow up top. Hands off behind his back to Monty. Flips to Kobe Russell at the right elbow. Russell high off the glass. Can't get it to fall in. Popped back out to Russell and knocked away by McDonald. Whistle and a foul. It goes against Jordan Sikora. That was the team's fourth. So no fouls left to give for Prescott, but now McDonald inching in that direction as well. 9:25 to go. Dorota inbound. Still waiting. Shoots it up top. Finds Burnick. Burnick one dribble back to Monteith. Monteith at the elbow. To Burnick. Almost dragged the pivot foot. Finds Dorota. Dorota. A deep three, left wing, front rim, no. Rebound by Cooper Mittermeier. He'll push ahead, Jordan Sikora. Sikora hard to the hoop, no, but a foul. And Jordan goes down hard again. Looks like he's all right. My goodness. Jordan Sikora has no fear taking it to the rim as he will elongate that 6'4" frame, contort, get to the rack, and earn another trip. First free throw. Go down. 37-29 it remains. McDonald with an 8-point lead. 9:07 left. Jordan Sikora again can get to double-digit scoring with a make here. Free throw rims out. Monteith showing off the hops again for that rebound. Monteith left wing. Back to Kobe Russell. Russell skips one to Otto. Flip into the left corner. Duro wide open for three. Badly missed it. Rebound pulled in traffic by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier with numbers to Eli Stepp. Stepp, power dribble, goes up hard. Shot won't fall. Sikora takes the rebound out. Kicks it out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier lost it in the paint. Poked away by Russell. And Monteith across the timeline. Monteith to Otto. Otto driving right baseline. Pulls it back out for a three. No, rebound knocked into the arms of Duro. Duro to Otto. Otto down the lane. And he missed a runner. Finger roll no good. Throw away by McDonald. Carson Gavez to Russell, and Russell with the score and the foul. And the team's moving quickly, and that time just the pass a little bit too quick. Or maybe Kobe Russell a little too quick stepping into the passing lane as he's takes the shoulder and flips one off the glass for two. Galvez takes a seat. As will Grant Smiski. Cale Holm on the floor with Mason Bussey, Eli Stepp, Jordan Sikora, and Cooper Mittermeier. 37-31. And Russell looking for an end one here, sitting at 7 points. His first free throw attempt tonight, the junior. Free throw, side of the rim, no. Mason Bussey goes hard for the rebound to Eli Stepp. Stepp to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier scoots it down to Jordan Sikora. Back out to Cooper in the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier driving the lane, hits the brakes. Kick out Jordan Sikora up top. Eli Stepp, no hesitation for three. Splash there. The Stepp splash. Eli Stepp with his second triple of the night.
Timeout, Prescott.
9-point lead for McDonald.
Full timeout.
We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here in Menominee, UW Stout, Johnson Fieldhouse, Northwest Tip-Off Classic. McDonald and Prescott battling here. 8:01 left to play. 40-31. McDonald with a 9-point lead thanks to Eli Stepp's second triple of the game. Prescott with the basketball. Moving right to left to Rowe left wing. Max in a 2-3 zone look now. Kobe Russell at the foul line, and he'll flip one up with the right hand. About 12 feet out. Nice runner there by Kobe Russell.
When Max play that zone, that 2-3 zone, the high post guy is always wide open. If you get a guy that can shoot free throws and hit that, it's wide open until McDonald tightens that up.
7-point game. Cooper Mittermeier, a bounce to Cale Holm, to Jordan Sikora. Sikora, high on the left up top, Mason Bussey. Rotates to Eli Stepp, good head fake. Passed up the three that time, trying to bounce it back to Bussey and stolen by Otto. Russell across the Blue Devils logo at midcourt to Otto left wing. Otto pulls up at the left elbow, drops to Kobe Russell. Russell bodying up. Again, the runner with the right hand and a whistle and a foul. And Russell will go to the line shooting a pair of free throws. And he'll get Mason Bussey with that foul, team sixth. So both teams in the bonus for the final, 7:05 here in the second half. And Russell, who missed his first free throw attempt, now to get into double digits with a make here, and he will. averaging 22.5 through the first couple games. Eli Stepp comes to the bench. Grant Smiski, the senior, in for Coach Adam Schilling and McDonald. 40-34, two-possession game. Carson Galvez comes in for Mason Bussey. Russell keeps the right foot right on that foul line.
Mason just picked up his third.
Second free throw rims in and out. Gale Holm with the rebound. 6 points, still full two-possession lead for McDonald.
Hey, find me a stop.
Carson Galvez working against Otto. Galvez driving baseline out to Jordan Socorro, left corner to Cale Holm. Holm, corner pocket three, rims in and out. Otto with the rebound. Otto across the timeline with a pass to Monteith. Monteith driving into the paint on Carson Galvez. Almost throws it away up top. Now on his seat on the floor is Prescott's Otto, and a timeout called by Prescott. 6:37 to play.
30 seconds.
We'll be back in half a minute. Max Basketball on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
6 minutes, 37 seconds left to play in regulation here at UW South Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Just a couple feet to our left, Monteith will inbound for Prescott. They trail by two possessions, 40-34. Up top, Zian Miller hands off to Russell. Russell, the talented junior, back out to Monteith, who's led the way for Prescott here today. Miller barreling down the lane, comes to a jump stop, looking for help, trying to avoid a three-second count. He will out to Otto. Otto down the lane, nice move, off with the right hand and in. 4-point game, 40-36, McDonald with the lead. Led by 11 in the game's first few minutes. Prescott has clawed their way back. McDonald on the verge of a double-digit advantage here in the second half, and once again the Cardinals have responded. They won 69-67 over Osceola just last night. Grant Smiski up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cale Holm, the left corner. They'll feed down low, high off the glass, too strong for Carson Galvez. Kobe Russell against Jordan Sikora. Russell finds Otto. Otto outside the paint to Ian Miller. Miller to Packer. Quick trigger on a three. Off the front of the iron, no. Rebound to Galvez. Hands off to Grant Smiski. Smiski with a head of steam across the timeline. Grant flips back to Carson Galvez in the right corner, Jordan Sikora. Against Monteith. Jab steps on him. Up top, Grant Smiski. Rotates around to Carson Galvez via Cooper Mittermeier. Back up top to Smiski with just over 5 minutes to play. 40-36 McDonald. Both teams again showing some heavy breathing here with the pace of this game. And a whistle and a foul. And an offensive foul against Jordan Sikora.
He's going to do it until they call it.
And backing his way down and threw that forearm out there. 5:02 left. In a 4-point game, as Prescott will try to pull even closer. Russell across the timeline. Jordan Sikora will pick him up just outside the arc. Russell bounces it to Miller. They were looking give and go. McDonald knocks it away. Prescott has it on the floor. Back to Miller. Miller to Monteith. Monteith in the corner for three. Hits another. My goodness. 1-point game. Monteith has just been on fire from downtown. It's 4-3. Officially, he has 18 points. 4:25 to go. Gut check here for McDonald. Sikora up top, rotates to Carson Galvez. Drops it down to Sikora. Sikora double team at the right block, back out to Carson. Carson to Grant Smiski in the left corner. Smiski driving in baseline and threw it away. He was looking for Sikora and threw it into his own bench. I'm not sure where the miscommunication was there, but McDonald with the turnover, and Prescott a chance to take the lead for the second time all game. 40-39. Russell up top to Monteith. Monteith against Grant Smiski. That right wing inside the arc. Otto bobbling with the basketball down low. Somehow finds the mark from 2 feet away. 41-40. Prescott has retaken the lead. Cooper Mittermeier off the screen. Up top, Cale Holm. Holm to Carson Galvez. Carson jab stepping on the left wing. Back to Cale Holm. Holm in rhythm. 4-3. Rims in and out. Offensive rebound right out to Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smiski in the right corner. Under 3.5 to go. McDonald trails by one. 41-40. Mittermeier up top. To Grant Smiski. Smiski finds Carson Galvez left wing. Check by Otto. Carson up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Down to Sikora. Sikora kick out into the right corner. Cale Holm. To Mittermeier right wing against Russell. Driving in hard on him. Goes, takes the contact. And Cooper Mittermeier will earn a trip to the foul line, shooting two with 2:59 to play. Eighth team foul. On the Prescott Cardinals, McDonald's committed seven. Mittermeier, his first of two, this one to tie the game. As Mason Bussey will check back in. Free throw, rims out. Grant Smiski checks out. Mason Bussey comes in and will take the spot of Jordan Sikora down near that right block. That was the first miss from the foul line for Cooper Mittermeier. Now this second attempt to tie the game. The senior? Yes, sir. Mittermeier, that was his first point of the second half. 41 apiece. Under three to go. Monteith, high on the left. McDonald looking more like a 1-3-1 zone look now.
Yes.
At the high post, Kobe Russell backs it out beyond the arc right wing. Russell over to Monteith. He is not the one you want to leave open, that's for sure. Monteith spinning, the lefty out to Packard. Looks back to Monteith, finds Russell wide open underneath the hoop for two. Beautiful ball movement there by Prescott. 43-41, their largest lead of the night. Prescott leads by a bucket. Left corner, Carson Galvez backing in on his man Otto. Flip it out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier against Russell. Out to Cale Holm. Holm across the foul line, goes in hard, throws up a tough shot. No, but will get bailed out by a foul. 2:01 left. That one going against Packard, team's ninth, so double bonus the rest of the way for McDonald.
If you put that on Burnick.
On Burnick.
Number 11.
On 11, excuse me. Eli Stepp's going to check back in for the Mavs with 2:01 left. Cale Holm, his team trailing by two. First of two free throws, good on the first. Cale Holm, he has 10 points all in the second half. Eli Stepp in, Mason Bussey out. 43-42 Prescott. Stepp's second attempt to tie the game. You better believe it. Eli Stepp. Now against Otto. Russell has it up top. James left wing for Ian Miller. Miller looking to hand it off to a guard, finds Monty. 43 apiece, minute 46 left. Russell spinning at the right elbow. Back out to Otto. Otto for three. Back rim. No. Rebound Cale Holm. Hands it off to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier hits by Burnick. Finds Cale Holm. Holm flip out to Carson Galvez. Back to Eli Stepp in the left corner. Eli working the pivot foot. And time a timeout called by Adam Schilling with a minute 25 left. Back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball and WOGO Sports going down to the wire here in Menominee. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic.
Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dan Anderson, our producer and board operator. Minute 25 left. Max with the basketball. Top falls and a foul. 106. A disastrous possession there for the Mags. There's a chance for a full one possession lead from Kobe Russell, who once again showed off his athleticism stepping into that passing lane. He's done that earlier in the game as well.
Cooper now just picked up his fourth.
Three-point play, no. Monteith knocked it out of bounds. Last touch by who? Last touch by McDonald. So the Mags are not able to convert. They trail 45-43, and now the Cardinals with the basketball, a chance to take a two-possession lead. Otto to inbound, and timeout taken by Coach Johnson. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds as well. Mags Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
1 minute, 6 seconds on the clock. Prescott 45, McDonald 43. The Cardinals with the basketball. 19 fouls on Prescott, 8 on McDonald. So any foul by the Mags will send Prescott to the line, shooting their final 1-1 of the night. The Cardinals with the steal and score by Russell. He missed the end one free throw, but an offensive rebound knocked out of bounds. Up top to Monteith. Monteith goes by Mittermeier. Pulls it back in the lane. Kick out to Otto. Prescott clearly trying to run some clock off here. The foul comes with 54.8 seconds to play. Ian Miller will go to the line again. It'll be a 1-1 in a two-point ball game. Two-point win for Prescott just last night against Osceola. Their record stands at 2-1, so does McDonald's. Free throw by Miller, back rim, no, and this time steps, skies for the rebound. Mags trail by 2, 45-43 with 50 seconds to play. Eli Step, guarded by Miller. Miller knocks it away from him. Steal by Miller. McDonald needs to foul with 39 seconds left here. Russell up top. Mittermeier has four fouls. They try and trap him. 30 seconds left. Cooper Mittermeier doesn't want to commit his fifth.
Doesn't.
Over to Otto. 25 seconds left. McDonald trapping aggressively here. Monteith up top. Monteith gets by a couple McDonald defenders. 18 seconds left, and McDonald hasn't committed a foul. Finally, it comes with 13.6 as Burnick will go to the line, shooting one here. So Cooper Mittermeier did have to commit that foul. Again, you don't want one of your best shooters having to go to the bench, but McDonald gave up about 30 seconds of game clock here, trying to be selective on who to commit that foul on and who to commit it on their side. And I'm sorry, this was the 10th foul on McDonald. The scoreboard was a little late. As Burnick misses the first, so even with a make here, it remains a one-possession game. 13.6 seconds left. See how the legs are of Prescott here. Burnick's second free throw. That one rims out. Rebound to McDonald. Carson Galvez with the rebound. 11 seconds left. Takeo Holm calls a timeout with 8.7 seconds left. And Coach Adam Schilling will get a shot to draw something up here.
Full timeout.
We'll take a 30-second break to set the scene. What a game here at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, 8.7 seconds left. McDonald with the inbound from Cale Holm. They trail 45-43. Sikora up top with 5 seconds. Sikora finds Carson Galvez with 3 seconds. Carson has to drive, throws up a shot at the buzzer.
Oh!
Fall down.
That was so close.
Sikora had a chance to tip it in. A tough shot by Carson Galvez. And McDonald Falls 45-43. Prescott moves to 3-1 on the season. McDonald Falls to 2-2 in an exciting game here at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Coming down to the wire, Max scored the first 11 points of the game. Prescott battles back. Max had chances to take a double-digit lead in the second half, not quite able to take advantage of it. A few costly turnovers late. Overall, a pretty clean game by McDonald in the turnover department, but a few costly ones down this stretch. Certainly something I'm sure that Coach Schilling and his squad would regret. As they played a very, very competitive game against a team that went to state in D3 last year. We'll step out. Be back in 3 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3 on WOGO.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom,
Why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We welcome you back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Beer in Chippewa Falls for commercial glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. McDonald falls to Prescott 45-43 in a thrilling game here at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. UW Stout Campus Johnson Fieldhouse here in Menominee. This is the second of our triple headers, so after our post-class post-game show, we'll head on over to Colfax as the McDonald Lady Macs will take on Elk Mound. Join us for that game. Approximate pregame start time at 8:25 p.m. tonight if things are running on schedule over there at Colfax. But entertaining game between two very athletic teams here, Mark Maloney, and 45-43 probably doesn't quite tell the story. That athleticism seemed to be expended more on the defensive yes. side, and a lot of the shots weren't falling. I mean, these are teams that could easily be playing in the 70s, but played in the 40s instead here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. There was a lot of, movement up and down the floor, a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism. Great defense, you know, and it stopped a lot of points from going in, although there were some good looks from both teams, and the ball just didn't go through the hoop. But, tough press, two-point win tonight. They played some good ball, and McDonald had a chance right at the end there. That ball just about went in to tie it up, but, that's the way the cookie crumbled. And, I thought the kids played fairly decent. I got them down for 8 turnovers in the second half compared to just 3 in the first half. So some of those turnovers kind of hurt us a little bit towards the end. Very good game.
And again, just some of the shots for falling for McDonald, particularly from long range today. And they got a little hotter in the second half, particularly Cale Holm. But sometimes different nights, a lot more of those are going to go down. And maybe on the other side for Prescott as well, too. But certainly for the Macs, this is a game where they had plenty of opportunities, seemed to be getting the flow of their offense at times against a very athletic opponent. And when you look at those turnovers, 11's not a bad number. I think if you're high single digits or low double digits, most coaches would probably be all right with that. Figure it kind of comes with the territory, but it's just sort of the time and frame of the game in which some of those turnovers were committed. And credit to players like Kobe Russell that just make plays at the right time.
Yes, I mean... He didn't. I don't think he stepped off the floor. He was out there the whole day, and did a real nice job. Kind of picked up some late second half points there too. He kind of got on fire. But between him and Monteith, I mean, they did most of the scoring there for Prescott and McDonald. Again, like you said, we didn't have the threes falling. We have I got Caleb down for 3 of them, and I got Eli for 2 of them. Typically, Cooper's got a couple of them in thrown in there, but. Teams have been kind of holding him at bay, knowing how good of a shooter he is. So he'll have his nights, but tonight was a good defensive game from both teams.
Again, during the post-class post-game show, we give you the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Berniza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can always give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. The scoring looked like this for your McDonald Macs. Actually, let's start with Prescott here. As 4 different players scored for the Prescott Cardinals, 18 from Max Monteith, including 4 threes, 3 of them in the first half that really helped Prescott make a double-digit deficit into a single-digit deficit very quickly. Monteith with 18 to lead the way, 11 in the first half, 7 in the second, 14 for Kobe Russell. He had 9 points in the second half, and again, a couple late steals and led to some transition buckets. 8 points for Emma Otto off the bench, the sophomore, and 5 for Ian Miller. And again, just those 4 players scored for the Prescott Cardinals. On the other side for McDonald, six different players scored, only one in double digits, though, and that's Cale Holm, who had all 11 of his points in the second half, including three makes from downtown. 9 points for Jordan Sikora tonight, six in the first half, three in the second, seven for Carson Galvez, seven for Cooper Mittermeier, who again battled some foul trouble. Eli Stepp hit a three in each half to finish with six, and Grant Smisky rounded out the scoring with 3 points. That's the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, Names You Know, right here in Chippewa Falls. And we'll check in with head coach Adam Schilling shortly, but we'll take another 2.5 minute break here and be back with your second half highlights again on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Always quality service, always affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 2.5 minutes as McDonald falls in a tight one, 45-43 here to Prescott. Back in 2.5 on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling shortly, but first we'll take a listen to the second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports as McDonald falls to Prescott 45-43 in quite the game here on a Saturday afternoon and evening from UW Stout. Holm for three, counted and a foul. A chance for four the old-fashioned way, though I wouldn't say it's very old-fashioned considering. Russell, bounce at the right corner. Ian Miller spinning in the lane, finds a beautiful cutter down low and a shot denied by Carson Galvez. Carson Galvez, left corner check by Otto. Finds Cale Holm, flip back to Jordan Sikora. Right corner feed, Cooper Mittermeier up top. Carson Galvez drives down the right side of the line. Beautiful move down low, up and in for two. Silky smooth, Carson Galvez gets inside his man down at the right block. 13:19 now left on the clock here at Johnson Fieldhouse in Menominee. UW Stout, home of the Blue Devils, home of the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Cale Holm for three, splashed it. Falling away right in the circle, Cale Holm. He's hit off top to Grant. Good one-handed catch there. Smisky between the wheels against Otto. Giving up a few inches in height to Cale Holm. Holm back to Sakura. Checked by Monteith. Sakura driving baseline. Goes there hard to the cup and finishes.
Timeout McDonald.
Timeout. Finds Grant Smisky left wing. Smisky back to Hazel up top. Sakura right wing. 10:20 to go. Jordan Sakura. Flip to Mason Bussey to Cale Holm left wing. Holm spots up a three again. Splashed it. Making it rain, Cale Holm. You just can't give him too many opportunities. He has nine, all from downtown here in the second half. Step to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier scoots it down to Jordan Sakura. Back out to Cooper in the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier driving the lane, hits the brakes, kick out Jordan Sakura up top. Eli Stepp, no hesitation for three, splashed it. The Stepp splash. Eli Stepp with his second triple of the night. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports as McDonald. An exciting second half, but not able to hold on to that lead as they fall to Prescott 45-43. Seeing a couple teams warming up now for the next game that McDonald will see and may see as Spring Valley on the right. Of course, they're the ones that ended McDonald's season in that regional semifinal on the road last year. And then Altoona, and that's a game that we've got on our WOGO schedule, and that is December 21st, a Saturday. McDonald will be playing Altoona at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And that will certainly be an entertaining game. Yes. And Altoona, their program has been strong as of late. Of course, when they were part of the Western Clover Belt, there was always some good battles. Yes. Between the Railroaders and the Max. So we will look forward to that one. And again, you can always find our sports schedule at WOGO.com. That's where you can find podcasts available as well. We'll see if we can still catch up with head coach Adam Schilling in a moment. Again, a little bit different setup than we're used to here.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody come out from anywhere.
So we'll see if we can still catch up with Coach Schilling. But we'll take a two-minute break here and look ahead at our next game coming up yet today, as this is the third of a triple header here on WOGO Sports. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, as we put a bow on this one here from UW Stout. Northwest Tip-Off Classic, Altoona and Spring Valley being introduced. And just about ready to get going. Not sure if we're going to be able to catch up with head coach Adam Schilling, but as we look ahead to our next game, again, no lack of significant non-conference competition for both Coach Williams and the Lady Macs and Coach Schilling and the Macs boys here is today McDonald playing in non-conference, a team that went to state last year in Division III, so a division higher than they play in. And then the Lady Macs over in that Colfax tournament going to be playing an Elk Mound team that didn't get to state, but everybody sure thought they would last yes. year, as they also are a Division III team, were 27-0 before their season ended in a sectional final, I believe, at the hands of Baldwin Woodville last night. But pretty much everyone returning for that Elk Mound team, it seems like. And so they're a team that, again, that first WISSports.net coaches poll has them ranked in the top 10 and should be a great test for this Lady Mac squad.
I think so. I mean, like you said, Elk Mound's got a really good basketball team, and it'll be a good test for the girls out there. We'll see how they handle that.
Again, McDonald falls 45-43 to Prescott here on the road in a neutral site game. And thanks, as always, to our hosts here at UW Stout. Always kind of a tradition here. Looking forward to this one. Some great basketball wall-to-wall. The UW Stout men's basketball team running everything here today, from admissions to concessions to the scorer's book and PA announcing, etc. And they do a great job with this. Great to see former McDonald Athletic Director Archie Sherman out here as well, too.
Yes, it's always good to see Archie.
So, again, we appreciate them very much for their welcoming here, and we will bid you adieu here for the Post Glass postgame show, again, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Stay tuned for a podcast of this one at WOGO.com a little bit later on tonight, as we will head on over to Colfax. Join us at approximately 8:25 p.m. if things are running on schedule there for the Lady Macs against the Mounders of Elk Mound. Thank you to Dan Anderson, our WOGO Sports broadcast producer and board operator, for the first couple games of this basketball triple header on a Saturday morning and afternoon. And for Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good evening from UW Stout in the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Once again, your final score, the Prescott Cardinals 45, the McDonald Macs 43. This has been McDonald Macs Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Menominee.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Macs Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.